"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. Today.
Hey there, John and Ken show. John Cobalt, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere at the iHeartRadio app.
Hey there.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi there. All right, next hour, we're bringing out the voice line people. See what they got to rant about. We'll have hacks for the dumpster. It'll be two hacks. So we have a little extra mob members. We took what Ukrainians we could, but of course we now have a very diverse worldwide group of mob members to help us throw hacks in the dumpster that'll come up in the 5 o'clock hour.
The Fresno County Board of Supervisors have an idea. It's shocking. It's controversial. People are getting very upset. They have passed a resolution calling for more oil production in the county.
The local, the state, the country, everywhere. They're urging federal and state legislators to increase the U.S. oil production. And for this, they were lambasted in a Fresno Bee editorial titled, "In Their Zeal for Oil, Fresno County Supervisors Disregard Climate Change and Pollution."
Zeal for oil.
Zeal, yeah.
The absolute necessity for modern life. All right, let's get Steve Brandao on, Fresno County Board of Supervisor. Member, how are you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm doing really good. Good to be on the John and Ken show. It's been a while. It's a great day in the Central Valley. Love to talk about oil.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a shocker that you guys passed this resolution. Holy mackerel, how could you do that? This is California.
What got into you here?
Yeah, no kidding. What's really funny is, you know, there's five of us on the Board of Supervisors, three Republicans, two Democrats, but the vote was unanimous. And, you know, it's not just jobs, and maybe that attracts some of the Democrat members of our board. There's jobs and, you know, great work and taxes that get paid by oil production in Fresno County. But really, it's about this oil that we cut. We cut, you know, we know that the president cut off Russian oil on March 8th. Well, we're saying let's replace that with domestic oil. We don't need to go to Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Iran. These actors aren't any better than Putin. So we don't need to go to these places. We can produce it here and partially in Fresno County.
I don't think people understand just how much oil we're sitting on here in California and in the adjacent ocean. I mean, it is a tremendous reservoir.
Absolutely, and I think you're 100% correct. There's been about, you know, at least a decade-long war on the oil industry in California specifically, and our current governor, you know, is just one of the big warriors, always putting the roadblocks in the way of higher production and not permitting things fast enough to allow it to happen. And but we're, you know, we're in a worldwide crisis right now. Now's the time, just like he did with gas prices, it needs to be addressed. And even in his mind, if we could just get him to temporarily acknowledge that during this crisis, we need to go to domestic production. But they're kind of stuck on stupid in Sacramento. We know that. But we decided to pass this resolution in Fresno County just to let the world know that we're not all that crazy.
Well, what's funny is he's had several summers on the hot days where they've been in a panic trying to cobble enough electricity together to keep the state running. They run short because there's not enough wind and solar, so they have to steal. We stole electricity that was headed from the Pacific Northwest to Arizona. We actually intercepted it midstream and used it for our own purposes. They had to, they were going to shut down some natural gas plants. They had to restart them or extend their life to keep going. I mean, it's clear we can't do this green energy thing. There's not enough of it. It's not reliable.
Well, it's not working. I'm sure it's the same in Southern California, but in the Central Valley, the more solar we put up on rooftops, the higher the energy bills go. So something's not working, right? So we got solar all over the place. Every home in my street has got solar on the rooftop, but the PG&E bills, that's who our provider is here in the Central Valley. Our bills just keep rising. We're going to face a 22% rise within the next 14 months. And so, you know, something's not working. I agree with you 100%. The green energy thing is kind of busted. But we still follow along like lemmings as if it's going to fix all of our woes.
Well, you know what's weird is every poll I've seen, most of the public's not particularly interested in this. And I don't think people are paying attention that, you know, the gas prices, everybody should know, are much higher than the rest of the country. Our electricity prices, on average, are 60% higher than the rest of the country.
Well, it wasn't exactly.
We're getting slowly boiled alive. And I don't think people are aware that this is directly connected to all these insane energy rules from Newsom.
Well, it wasn't just a 14 or 15 months ago, as the Trump administration came to an end, the nation was virtually, energy a producer and energy independent. And now, within 14 months of the Biden administration, it's completely flipped around. And again, we're chasing our tail. We're connected with bad actors all around the globe, and we don't need to be. And, you know, a point that the Fresno Bee took us to task, and, you know, that is our major newspaper in Fresno, but it's very liberal, and they take us to task on all these issues. But, you know, they're skipping a lot of things, John and Ken, that, for instance, when we produce oil in California, it's so heavily regulated that it's some of the cleanest production in the globe. I imagine these guys would rather have all that work done in Venezuela, where, you know, they face one-tenth of the regulations. Well, I mean, imagine the amount of polluting going on in Venezuela compared to California.
Yes, and what's so stupid is a barrel of oil that comes from California is the same as a barrel of oil from Venezuela. If we don't make it here, we're going to buy it from somewhere else. That's the same amount of carbon that's going to go into the atmosphere. They're not saving.
Yeah, the demand doesn't magically disappear.
Yeah, the same amount of carbon is going to be released. So they're not doing anything but making it expensive.
Yeah, and we got blasted today. Part of the article is basically saying we're five climate change deniers. I don't think that's really true if you have individual conversations with the five supervisors. But at the same point, we have to acknowledge the facts on the ground. In the hills outside of Fresno, they're really about an hour and 15 minutes away. We're a big county geographically. And so they're called the Kalinga Hills. We've got a lot of oil out there. 5 years ago, we were producing 20% more than we are today. And, you know, and we could ramp up even further. And it's not about adding more wells. It's about maximizing the infrastructure that's already there. So it's really ludicrous that the governor and the people in Sacramento, they're either oblivious and don't get it, or it's just part of their war on oil. I think going to change the universe.
They're fanatics. Yes, it's become a cult.
War on oil.
And they're beyond reason and discussion.
They don't live in a reality. Well, Steve, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day.
All right. That's Fresno County Supervisor Steve Brando. And the Fresno Bee, they tried to demean this by saying, well, you know, if you ramped up all the oil production in all the places you could in Fresno County, it would not make a drop of difference in the price of oil. But again, the resolution was about getting the entire country to increase production. The state, the county, the state, and the country.
Plus, that's not true anyway. If you're drilling for oil in Fresno and refining the oil into gasoline here in California, you don't have the transportation costs that you have if the whole process is going on in Russia or Venezuela or Saudi Arabia or wherever. We get a lot of oil from out of state, out of the country. Right. So there's a big transportation savings here. And anyway, if the price of oil is set by the world markets, the supply of oil is set by the world markets, which means we need an X amount of supply every day. No matter where it comes from, we're going to use the same amount of oil. So why not use our own?
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
John and Ken Show, KFI, AM 640. We are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. In 1 hour, you got them. The Moist Line people are here. They're here at 5:20 and again at 5:50. In between the two rounds of the Moist Line, we will put some hacks into the dumpster. Coming up after 4:30, though, it is terrific. The USA Today decided to take on the task as to how to define a woman. It was a question for the Supreme Court nominee by a Tennessee senator named Marsha Blackburn, which the nominee, Ketanji Jackson Brown, decided that she couldn't really answer. But USA Today took on the task.
Yeah.
They'll show you just how complicated it is to define woman.
If you don't know the definition of a woman, we will read you the investigation.
They went to the experts.
That's right.
Oh, yes,
experts. Gender experts.
That's right. Gender and biological experts.
Can you imagine being on this planet all your life and you need a gender expert now to explain the definition of a woman?
So we turn our attention.
I can't repeat that. Eric made a suggestion on how you determine if somebody's a woman. And
did he really? Does he like to share with the audience?
No, we don't want to share.
The Duke of Sports disappoints.
They'll close us down.
He just whispered in your ear, did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I see. Oh, all right. He just told me this.
Okay.
Pacific Gas and Electric is looking for an outrageous rate hike. I think it's as much as 22%.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually gotten emails from some PG&E customers. They are in our audience. They're not a Southern California utility, but they serve a big portion of the state, who cannot believe their outrageous utility bill from Pacific Gas and Electric. And the reason we're talking about them is we have a state auditor, and he's only an acting state auditor.
He's pretending to be an auditor?
I guess he hasn't been confirmed yet, or he just put out a report that says they're not ready for the fire season.
Of course not.
He's got some real problems with PG&E's preparation for yet another horrific fire season. And not only from the wildfires, but the blackouts that they may have to impose. All of this, he says, is just not, they're not doing the job. Yet, they're about to become eligible for, this is even funny to say, a safety certificate.
Yeah.
And you may laugh because it sounds childlike, but if they get the safety certificate, that allows them to collect from ratepayers for the fire damage.
You know, this is a Gavin Newsom corruption production.
He did. He put this all together with a bill a few years back.
He gets a lot of money from PG&E, and so does his wife, who is just as dirty as Gavin. And she gets funding for her silly feminism documentaries from PG&E. So they're up to their rear ends in donated money. And you know, he has these companies donate to various nonprofits and various organizations that Newsom has contacts with. And he just, you know, he loots these companies. He really does. I mean, it's a form of extortion. And because PG&E, by any stretch, should be completely out of business because of all the lawsuits over the people that they murdered when their electrical equipment started all those terrible fires.
But particularly, of course, the Camp Fire, which killed over 80 people, right?
You can't put them out of business because then half the state would have no power. So we're stuck with this just murderous, incompetent group of greed bags that run PG&E. And Newsom is their lackey. Basically, he gets a cut, and so he keeps making deals that allow them to stumble along, float along, without doing the work to mitigate the fire risk.
The audit said that apparently PG&E's plans, to put it in plain language, the utility safety projects were not targeting the highest risk portions of the electrical grid. And obviously those are in places where we have the high winds, we have the more rural areas, where we have more land that can burn, more danger of these wires going down or some other problem happening with the equipment. This has been the case over and over again with PG&E. We're told time and time again, oh, we're on it. We're doing something about it. We're going to underground. We're going to go and we're going to replace some of the equipment that's out there. But well, it doesn't seem to happen.
All right. Here's just one aspect. In 2020, utilities reported they had replaced or upgraded equipment on 1,540 miles of lines. 1,540. But as of last summer, there were 40,000 miles of bare power lines in high fire risk areas.
Well, that would be a small percentage. 1,540 out of 40,000?
What is that, 3%?
Yeah, it's pretty low. Yeah.
So they've
that's
done
3 or 4%, right?
Yeah, that's virtually nothing. Southern California Edison, San Diego Gas and Electric, they're no better. But PG&E covers so much of the forested area of the state, so much of the rural area of the state, that it's their power lines and their electrical equipment that starts a lot of fires, way more than all the other companies combined.
So they get this safety certificate. They can then reach into this multi-billion dollar fund created by the legislature after damages from the Camp Fire and the Wine Country fires of 2017 that drove PG&E into bankruptcy. The fund is run by the state, but it is funded by ratepayers and shareholders. Mm-hmm. So PG&E could be the first utility to take advantage of the fund. They want to grab $150 million to help cover, you know what, the anticipated cost of that Dixie fire is $1.15 billion in damages.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so, they want to swipe the money out of that fund to cover some of that.
These executives give themselves huge salaries, stock options, and big golden parachutes when they finally get fired.
And they got the politicians to rig a system
right
for them.
They pay Newsom off. They pay Newsom's wife off. They don't upgrade their electrical lines or all their other electrical equipment. They start fires, they burn down your house, and then they make you pay for the lawsuit that you filed.
Right.
You have to pay to settle the lawsuit.
Oh, and by the way, we didn't even mention them yet. The audit also took some shots at the infamous Public Utilities Commission. They're supposed to be the overseer of the utilities, but apparently they didn't do much either.
They're hapless puppets. I mean, yeah, well, because the people on the Public Utilities Commission historically have been executives from these energy companies.
Right, they're all hack.
And they're appointed by Newsom, who basically is on the PG&E payroll. So it's a complete corrupt circle. It's an iron circle, an iron ring of corruption.
All right, when we come back, the prestigious USA Today and a reporter.
Prestigious?
Yeah, being cynical, are going to help us define woman, because apparently this stumped the Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, when she was asked to define woman.
I thought I knew.
There is no simple answer is the headline. We'll get into it next.
See, I don't know if you're a woman.
I am a woman.
Well, no, I don't know that.
Well,
it's complicated.
Yeah, prove that.
Well, I can't.
Not right now, I
Not
guess.
Not right now. Okay, yeah, right. It wouldn't be appropriate.
All right. Well, we'll adjourn for later. More of the John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640 Live, everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You bet. We're proud of it. 5 o'clock hour is on the way. We'll start with Russia, Ukraine. Looks like we're going to try to help Europe out by sending them some gas. All they have to do is open the doors of Congress, let the gassy winds blow.
Yeah, really.
We'll have the moist line. We'll have hacks for the dumpster. It's a full 5 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere. Right now, we take a moment to review one of the more amusing things to happen this week. And that was the questioning of Biden's Supreme Court nominee by a Tennessee senator named Marsha Blackburn, a Republican, who simply wanted her to define, and this is Ketanji Brown Jackson, to define what a woman is. And the answer was mostly evasive. I'm not even sure what you're asking. She chuckled a bit. A lot of this is coming out of the big debate over people who now identify as women participating in female sports.
And finally said,
swimmer,
I'm not a biologist. So only a biologist can tell you if a woman is a woman. You know, in fact, we'll get a biologist in here to see if you really are a woman.
Yeah, okay,
right?
As long as I don't have to strip.
Oh. Well, yeah. What's a biologist supposed to do?
I don't know, but I'm
Take your
not
word
taking
for
my,
it?
Yeah.
Well, the USA Today and one of their columnists decided to tackle this question, and they went to Rebecca Jordan-Young.
Another hyphen.
A scientist and gender studies scholar at Barnard College.
Okay. How rich is that? Not only...
Well, she's a scientist. We don't know what kind of scientist, but a gender studies scholar.
Gender studies is not a science.
But they're two different things. It says she's a scientist and gender studies.
Oh, and a gender studies scholar.
So she must be a scientist. I mean, a scientist, is that strictly defined too? Is this going to be like the woman thing?
So I never heard of that before, that gender studies, now you can become a scholar?
A scholar, yes.
Right.
It's a good name to attach to yourself. Scholar sounds like you're quite educated.
Well, the idea used to be a joke because it's like gender studies. It's like, well, all right, we have men, we have women.
No.
Oh, so what they did is
you know by now there's many genders.
Oh, there's like 22 of them, I think.
22? Is that the count now?
I think so, yeah.
Well, then how many letters is that with LGBTQ?
IAAP. There's
22 letters?
And then they put a plus on the end now.
The plus is for
extras that.
Oh, just in case
you
missed something.
Missed a couple letters. Don't want to
offend.
Put a little
infinity sign.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, here is Rebecca Jordan-Young tackling the question, and she particularly all right. Here's how she starts out. Well, traditional notions of sex and gender suggest it's binary. If you're born with a penis, you're a male and identify as a man. And if you're born with a vagina, you're female and identify as a woman. But the reality is more complex than that.
Well, it always is.
Jordan-Young said there isn't one single biological answer to the definition of a woman. There's not even a single biological answer to the question of what is a female. There are at least 6 different biological markers of sex in the body. Did you know this? And it brought back a word we haven't heard since the days of Lee Baca. These biological markers are genitals, chromosomes, gonads, internal reproductive structures, hormone ratios, and secondary sex characteristics.
See what you're going to have to do?
No, it's too complicated.
And none of these is strictly dichotomous, she says.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on.
None of these 6.
Genitals between the two sexes, can you believe we're doing this? Are clearly different, right? The chromosomes.
Well, you know, there are people at birth who actually have several.
Several?
Well, I mean, they have different biological markers, so they might have male and female genitals.
Yes, it's an extremely rare variation.
But it exists.
Everything exists.
You want to write off everything because it's not popular enough for you or common enough.
I don't know. If we get to like the 99.9% range.
I know.
I don't know how much time you want to spend on this. Chromosomes, right? One is an XX, the other is an XY.
Why? Right.
Okay. Gonads.
Maybe some people have a tiny Y.
Some of them have a broken Y.
Making it complicated.
Then the gonads, I think that's self-explanatory. Internal reproductive structures. I don't have a womb. I don't have a vagina. I don't have.
How do you know? Have you checked?
I don't have any ovaries. Well, no, I've seen X-rays.
I see.
Hormone ratios. I think we know there's a lot of testosterone in men, more estrogen in women. That causes all kinds of issues as time goes on. Secondary sex characteristics. It's pretty obvious. Men tend to have more facial hair. I don't, breasts are obviously different.
But you see some men that look kind of feminine. You see some women that look kind of masculine.
Sure.
There's a lot of crossover
Well, they may have, right. There's a little
and
bit of crossover.
And you know the old joke that when couples get old, the man starts to look more like a woman and the woman starts to look more like a man.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that.
It's pretty common. And of course, they start to look like each other.
You and I are going to make lovely women.
Of course, you know, it kind of makes sense because when you get older as a male, your testosterone goes.
Right.
So you might start to get a more gentler, less bearded face.
Your face softens.
It softens is the way to look
right.
at it. Exactly.
And your jawline disappears. You end up with this saggy bag under your chin. So that
we are clearly not scholars.
But
we're not a gender scholar.
Do we know any less than she does? I'm a big believer. Is like my eyes are pretty good. I go by what I can see, and I'm pretty good at telling a man from a woman. I would say I'm almost perfect at that.
Right.
I can't tell you necessarily what their sexual desire is, but their sexual desire doesn't change the sex that they are. Obviously, right?
Right.
So,
did you see what Kate Mason? Oh, a gender studies professor at Wheaton College. Who studies social inequality. We're talking about that swimmer. Here's what she said about that swimmer.
Yeah.
This is the debate over the transgender woman, member of the University of Pennsylvania swimming team, who made history when she won an NCAA swimming competition in Division I. Lots of people are assigned male at birth, have higher testosterone levels, and they could never make a Division I swimming team. Why do we attribute her current success to her assigned sex rather than to her long record as an elite swimmer? How's that for a way of narrowing?
Her assigned sex? No, see, they come up with a bunch of language and they repeat it over and over and speak authoritatively as if this whole concept is real. My sex was not assigned to me. I came out as a male.
Right, but there are people, as they grow up, they somehow identify more as a female.
Okay, but that doesn't change
just
my...
Just because they have a penis, but they still feel like...
That doesn't change my situation. You can still identify me as a male.
Right.
You could still identify Deborah as a woman. Just because somebody else has a variation on that for whatever reason doesn't mean you can't tell a man and a woman. Maybe, you know, one out of 500 has a variation that might be confusing. But in the main, in normal life... It's easy, and we've all done it, and that's good enough for a definition. And you can put in fine print a little asterisk that there are some exceptions based on these following characteristics and possibilities. But the idea that because there are relatively few variations or exceptions to the main definition, it does not invalidate the definition.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI, Deborah Mark, woman.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
Although she refuses to prove it.
That's yeah, you'll take my word for it.
She has the news. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. There's another phrase that these wokesters were pushing because we were talking about the controversial definition of a woman. You ever heard of birthing person?
You brought this up a couple of months ago.
They won't use the term mother, some of these people. They actually use birthing person.
I'm a mother, and you can call me that. I've earned that right.
You're not a birthing person?
No, God, no. Don't ever call me that. No.
See? That can offend, too.
It is
offensive, isn't it?
I find it offensive, but...
To have your womanhood taken away.
Okay.
What?
Well, producer Ray just sent me this video of the free fall ride death in Orlando. Holy mackerel. You know, I was on this kind of ride. I did this in Las Vegas, the Stratosphere. You ever hear of the Stratosphere Casino? And
yes. I've seen that. Sure.
That was a long time ago, 15, 20 years ago. Somebody wanted to go, so I went. And it's, you know, they buckle you in, or they have a restraint, like a bar that goes over you. And then you slowly ascend the tower, and then whoosh, they drop you. It's called free fall because woo, and apparently you can go 75 miles an hour. Well, for some reason, this boy wasn't properly restrained, and as the ride was coming down towards the bottom, he toppled out to his death.
There's video of this?
Yes, producer Ray sent it to me, and I watched it. It's a total of 4.5 minutes, but about 3.5 to 3:45 is...
Eric is taking credit for finding
it. Where you see the body. Is that right? Where you see the child. He's only 14.
Oh, that's horrible. Jesus.
It's terrible. And they're trying to figure out what went wrong because they're supposed to check the restraint, right, before they send the ride up.
Have you seen the
kind
of...
Was he able to undo it somehow, or was it not secure?
I'll tell you what went wrong. The kid is like 6'6", 320 pounds. He's like a football player, like an offensive lineman. And the restraint literally just couldn't go all the way over his body.
Oh. Is that right? Wouldn't they have noticed that before they sent him up, though?
You would think.
To say maybe this isn't going to work. You're too big for this ride.
Have you seen your basic ride, amusement ride employee?
Safety first, John.
No, I'm serious. Like the kind of guys who work on carnivals. Have you seen those guys? Most of them look strung out on meth.
What's bizarre about this video is when the ride gets to the ground, you see the riders. You can see the boy's body lying there, but everybody seems to be kind of oblivious. There's a couple of people standing around at the gate, not doing anything. Supposedly people were screaming and panicking, but I see some people, you know, they're twirling their feet back and forth, just kind of sitting on the ride waiting to be unbuckled.
People are not bothered by anything. I told you yesterday.
Maybe they just didn't notice that there's a dead body. I couldn't tell what was going on. It was just kind of weird.
If he's that big, you say like 6'6", 320?
He's off kind of to the side, but you can...
But still.
Yes, he was a very
big child. Do people not get horrified? I don't think people get horrified by anything anymore.
Parents were there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine that?
That is just the worst. Huh. But, you know, I don't... go on those things. One of my sons used to have a tradition that I take each of my sons to wherever they wanted to go, like once in the summer, right?
Yeah.
Just one-on-one daddy time. We'd stay overnight somewhere. You know, one of them liked to go to baseball games. Another one liked to go.
Oh, I remember that.
We'd go rent a boat, you know, down in San Diego Harbor. One of them wanted to go to an amusement park. Oh, jeez. So I'd go with them.
Make your
wife
go.
Eric is showing me the...
Oh, the video?
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
I'll look at it.
They may end up removing it. It's right, kind of...
But I went with him on some... We went to Knott's Berry Farm, which does not have anything all that outrageous. Well, actually, they do. They have one thing that goes straight up and straight down. I think it's pink.
Okay.
I didn't go on that. But just on the normal stuff...
That's kind of what free fall is. It goes straight up slowly and then just drops.
I got so nauseous... Like, I went to some cage where you tumbled around and around and around that I came out. I felt like I'd been in a blender, and I lay on the cement bench, and I passed out. I honestly passed out right there.
Brain bleed. Remember, we learned that people in roller coasters, some of them got brain bleed, and that was a big story years ago.
After that, I said to him, I go, you do the rest of the rides by yourself, okay? Good luck.
I'll be here cheering you on.
Yeah, don't fall out. Check the restraint. I'm not going on another one of these things. I remember being a little kid. Carnival would come to town. I couldn't go on the Tilt-A-Whirl. You know the Tilt-A-Whirl?
I hated the Tilt-A-Whirl myself. Yeah, that was big attraction of just the local carnivals in your town. Yes, I hated it.
That made me nauseous.
And that stupid boat that goes up and down.
Yeah.
It's built like an old Viking yacht or something like that.
Oh, that's scary.
That.
All those are scary.
And you're almost like facing straight down as your eyes. I hate it.
I liked a stationary horse on the carousel.
Small World at Disneyland?
Small World was good, except they played
bumper
that...
Bumper cars were okay.
They played that... The most irritating song ever recorded is the Small World song. First time I went to Disneyland when the kids were little, I almost jumped out and ran out of there screaming. Don't even hum that. Don't do that. No.
All right, it's 5 o'clock on a Friday. We'll give you the Russia-Ukraine story. Russia today has said that the first phase of their war is over. We'll see what that means. We're going to give the European Union countries some natural gas. And John's friend Biden went to Poland. Shook hands with John's relatives.
Polish should have kicked him out. John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.